Okay, we're on. Mem Tes on the base. Today's Daf Nun. Bez Hashem finished the parak, but we have an Amid to do before that. So yesterday we discussed all about Ami Haaretz and mitzvahs kiddushin and different various mitzvahs going on your way. And you have to go back or not. Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe Morah Shaki Las Yaakov. And we are up to the two dots. V'chein Misha Yatsa. If you remember, the Mishnah had said. Halacha number one, if you're on your way to a mitzvah, to a dvar reshus, to a hatzalah, and you have chametz left in your house, do you have to go back or not? Various details of the halacha. And then the Mishnah said, v'chein, if somebody leaves Yerushalayim and remembers that he has in his hand Bisar Kodesh, and he realizes that the meat was now, the basar was nifsal b'yotze, so when does he have to go back? So if he already passed Sofim, he has to burn it wherever he is. But if he has not passed Sofim, then you have to go back. And how much do you have to have in your hands, or how much chametz do you have to have in your house? So that was a three-way machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Meir said it's kibetza in both cases. Rabbi Yehuda said kizayis, and the chacham split. Basar kodesh is kizayis, and chametz is kibetza. So ask the Gemara, the Maimra, do Rabbi Meir savor kibetza hu techashiv? Rabbi Yehuda savor kizayis nami chashiv? Is it this to say that Rabbi Meir, who says that kibetza is the shear by both, he holds kibetza is the significant amount when it comes to halacha, and Rabbi Yehuda says kizayis? V'ramini, but in Maseches Brachos we learn the opposite. Ad kama hi mezamin, and how much does one have to eat in order to be part of the mezumin? Ad kizayis, Rabbi Yehuda omer ad kibetza, so it's just the opposite. Rabbi Meir holds kizayis, and Rabbi Yehuda says kibetza. Rabbi Yochanan, Mukhlev is a shita. Always the easy answer. Okay, switch the shitas. Abaya Amar lo lo tefach. Abaya says, no, don't compare the two contexts. Hasam bikroi pligi, hacha besvara pligi. There, they're arguing about, by Zimon, they're arguing about Pshan and the Psukim. Hacha besvara pligi, and here they're arguing about a svara. So it's two different, they're not taba hatalya, they're not dependent on each other. Hasam bikroi pligi, over there, they're arguing about Psukim as follows. Rabbi Meir Savar, the pasuk says, by benching, v'yachalta v'savato v'rachta. So we darshan, v'yachalta zu achila. Achalta is a reference to eating. V'savata zu shesia. Savata is a reference to drinking. The achila b'kizayis, and achila and svia are both used up. Regular achila would mean kizayis, and savata means something else. According to Rabbi Meir, that's why achila means kizayis. That's why he says that in that Mishnah in Brachos. Note, according to Rabbi Meir, to bench midoraisa, you need to drink. If you don't drink, you're not chayiv in benching midoraisa. Not chayiv in benching midrabanan. Chazanish brings up an interesting case. What happens if you ate without drinking, and then you bench because you're mechayiv midrabanan, and then you drank after you benched? So now do you have to bench midaraisa? So he talks about that case. He goes back first, says maybe yes, then he says maybe not. But that is what is brought up. See, even an interesting Meshech Chachma, first Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayera, where it says, where Avram Avinu says to the Malachim, V'echa pas lechem v'sa'adu levchem acharta avoru. So the Meshech Chachma says, acharei, always means distantly after, and achar, he says, means, achar means samuch, or takeif, right away. So he says, that's the pshat of the pasuk. He says, according to Rabbi Meir, here, that you have to drink in order to be chayiv in benching, and then somebody showed a pasuk like Rabbi Meir. So he says, al derech halatza, it says, v'echa pas lechem, you can have bread, v'sa'adu levchem, and then you'll leave because you're not going to drink, so you're not going to be chayiv and mentioning. You'll be able to leave right away. So that's why he says, I'm not going to give you anything to drink because I want you to be able to leave right away. That's a remez to the shita of Rabbi Meir in the Pesukim. So that is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Biachalda Visavata, Achila Sheishbasvia, understand them together. Achila which is satiating. Ve'ezu zu kibetza. And that's Rabbi Yehuda says kibetza over there. So they argue about Pshat and the Psukim. Is Vachalda Visavata two different ideas? Or a Svia is modifying Achila. And Hakam is Varpligi. And over here, when it comes to either going back for your chametz or talking about Psar Kodesh, you have to go back to burn it. So they're arguing about in Svara. Rabbi Meir Savar Chasaraso Kitumaso. Rabbi Meir says you have to go back compared to the same halacha as how much of it you would make you tame. Matum aso bikibetsa, av chazaraso bikibetsa. Just like tuma is tumat ochlim is kebetza. So that's why how much you have to go back for, because we're talking about something where you have to destroy it or you're going to have to burn it. So to you compare that aspect to the aspect of tuma. Av chazaraso be kebetza. Rabbi Yehuda Sofer, no, chazaraso ki isuro. You compare the chazara to the iser of these items of eating it. Ma isuro be kezayis, av chazaraso be kezayis. So don't compare the cases of zimun and chametz and basar kodesh. One is a machlokes in psukim, one is a machlokes in svar. Tanya, Rabbi Nasser Homer, zev zev, kishtei beitzim, v'lodilo chachamim. A fourth opinion, Rabbi Nasser says that both are two beitzim size, and the chachamim did not agree to him. Okay, so now we get off to a little tangent, which Rashi says is brought up here, because the last drasha of these psukim is about expanding the walls of Yerushalayim, which tangentially connects to leaving the walls of Yerushalayim, which the Mishnah discusses. So that is why this 15 lines right here are brought here. Actually, basically till the end of the parakh. On that day, in the future, by Gogu Magog, when Mashiach comes, there won't be the or of Yikaros and Kipaon. The light of Yikaros and Kipon. What does that mean? My Yikaros and Kipon. So, Amar Vlad, the Gemara is going to darshan that Yakar means valuable and heavy, like Yakar, valuable. The Kipon, from the word Kafui, to float, to be not real, to be not substantive, to be very superficial. That's what we're going to darshan Kipon in various ways. Yakar means something important and significant. The Kipon is like Kafe, like a Maisa Kof Ba'alma. Like it's something superficial. Same Shorish. Amar Abelazar, a couple of opinions. What does these psukim mean? Or she yakar ba olam hazeh v'kafui la olam haba. Or the light, which Rashi explains, is the sun, which is beautiful and very valuable in this world, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will realize there'll be so much tremendous more light that the sun will like be nothing. The light of the sun will be nothing in the future in olam haba. Rabbi Yochanan Amar elu negaim ba'ahalos. You know what the Or is talking about? It's talking about Mesechtes Negaim Ba'ahalos, which are Yikarin Hein Ba'olam Hazeh. They are literally heavy in Olam Hazeh. They're difficult to understand. Mesechtes Negaim Ba'ahalos. Here it doesn't say a whole set of Taurus. It says Dafka Negaim Ba'ahalos. There are a few references to this throughout Shas, that Negaim Ba'ahalos are a difficult Mesechtes. Negaim are all about Tumas Saras. How big are the Negaim? Getting bigger, getting smaller. Ba'ahalos all about Tumas Meis, complicated cases. So Ilan Gamba Alos that are Yakar, that are heavy bolamazeh, the Kfuyin Elamaba, and in the future they're gonna be light, they're gonna be so understandable, it's gonna be beautiful. Rabbi Yaakov Emden here in the back of the Gemara says, we're gonna be learning about Tumas Ohel in the future when Mashiach comes. Tumas Ohel is all about death. So says Yaakov Emden, yes, we say in the Animamins, right? That those atar lote mechlepes, lote tara charis is brachshmo, this story is never gonna change. The Lomaisa might change. But the lumdis and the study of the Torah is never going to change. So even Lasa Lava, we're going to study Negaim Ba'ahalos. And it's going to be easier because there's going to be so much Das Hashem floating around the air. At the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Malachim, there'll be so much Das Hashem, so it'll be easy. And but we'll still be learning it. Negaim Ba'ahalos. We should definitely be learning it now also. Yeah. Right, so that connects. The Rambam also quotes that there's no difference. That's, you know, we're going to be learning that too. Right, the Rav Shechter has to point out there's only one mitzvah that's going to change the Asalavo, and that's Ari Miklat. It says that we're going to add on another, not Ari Miklat, the Ari Levim of Eretz Yisrael, we're going to add on another three, because the Torah says that. Ki Yarchem Hashem is Gvulcha, and you're going to add on, so the only reason that's going to change is because the Torah says it's going to change. That's the only exception to the case. Otherwise, mitzvahs are not going to change the Asalavo. Rav Shechter ben Levi Amar, a third opinion, what does Or Yikaris V'Kipa'on mean? Elu b'nei Adam she yikarin hein ba'olam hazeh v'kfuyin hein olam haba. These are people who are very special and significant in olam hazeh. Rashi says they are ashirim v'chashuvim. They're rich and they're chashuv einam tovim lamakom, but they're not so connected to God. So these people who are chashuv in olam hazeh v'kfuyin hein olam haba, they will be very superficial. They will be nothing in olam haba. As the Gemara says in Baba Basra, well-known line, the other of Yosef, raider of Yeshua ben Levi, chalash. Rav Yosef, the son of Yeshua ben Levi, got sick, v'isnagid, and he was teetering between life and death, and he kept going in and out of consciousness. Kihadar, at one of these times when he came back into consciousness, and he didn't know, and he was conscious again, Amar le avoh machazes, what do you see in that other world over there? What do you see on the other side? Amar le olam hafuch ra'isi. I saw an upside down world, an Olam hafach, elyonim lamata v'tachtonim lamala. The ones that are up in this world are on the bottom of the barrel in the next world. The ones who are on the bottom are on top. Rashi says, those who are chashiv here are kal there. Those who are kal there are chashiv there. Amalo b'ni, olam barer ra'isa. You didn't see an olam hafach. You saw an olam barer. You saw a clear world. That's the olam ha'emes, as we say. Olam ha'emes. So this is the olam hafach. In the olam hazeh. V'yanan hechiyasam. By the way, what do we look like there, son? How are the Talmid HaChamim there? So he says, don't worry. Just like we're giving respect here, so we're giving respect there. We're osek in the MS. So if we're osek in the MS, then there's nothing to worry about. If you look at if you saw Salanter, what was the question? He was worried that Torah wasn't true. Olam Hafa, what are we like there? Talmidei Chachamim, of course. Talmidei Chachamim, what does he think? He thinks he's devoting his life. He's not sure of his devotion in life. He says, "If you're Salanter, no." So Salanter says that Olam Haba Nechshav Mishin is Yaga BaTorah, V'lo Mishachidesh Harbe. The ultimate in Olam HaEmes is the Amelus, a person whoever's Amel the most in Torah, Anu Amelu Hema Amelu, he's on top. Lab Dafka, that not everybody has the mind to be a Mechadesh. Everybody has the ability to be an Amel. So in the Asa Lavo, the Amelus Matorah is what's going to put a person on top. V'lo yadar b'shem ben Levi im ishlimu yigiyasa Matorah. He is asking, did I have enough Amelus? How am I doing? Have I been fulfilling my potential? V'al ze analo ki chashivu sam gam la'olam haba mishim yigiyasa Matorah. He says, yes, Baruch Hashem, we're exactly where we are. In other words, don't worry. Of course, he knew his life was valuable, and what he was being osek in was infinitely more valuable than anything else. But the point was that he was focused on his amelus. Have I been amel enough? And he said, yes, you did exactly what you were supposed to do. And this connects to many of the verses regarding potential. We mentioned in the past that Rav Moshe has a pshat in Parshas Va'era about it. It says, who Moshe Va'aron, who Aaron who Moshe? And Rashi there quotes, why did sometimes it say Aaron before Moshe? You know, I think it's only once in the Torah. And other times it says Moshe before Aaron, most of the other times. Melami Shekulam Shavim. The Shneim Shavim, they're both Shavim. He asked for Moshe and other Bali Musar as well. The Shneim Shavim. Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron HaKohen is the Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the point was, if anybody fulfills their potential, they're equal. And that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing in life. As long as we fulfill our potential. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shuvah, that every single Jew can be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu and as bad as Yeravim and Avot. I could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, one of the animam is also lokam kamoshim. Right, nobody else is going to be like him. The answer is, if I do exactly what I'm supposed to do, if the Netziv says he writes the Netziv, if Reb Zusha is Reb Zusha, and if everybody is what they're supposed to be, so then that's exactly what the answer to this gemara is. Don't worry, you did what you were supposed to do. Says Rav Yisrael Salanter. Vishamati, second line. Shahayu Omrim Ashrei Mi Sheba Lakandre Talmud Bayado. And I also heard them saying, praiseworthy is the one who comes here and his Talmud is in his hands. The interesting Gemara in Ksubis, where this is brought up, is one of the Amoraim, one of the Rav Papa's sons. I don't remember which one, Hanina Bar Papa, I don't remember, where the Malach HaMavis comes to him and says it's time, and he says, can you give me a month, please? So Malach HaMavis says, okay. So Malach HaMavis comes back a month later, he chases all of his learning, and then he says, okay, I'm ready after a month. And then the Gemara says, oh, Ashrei Mi Sheba Lakan V'Talmud HaBiyado. That's where this is brought up also, the Gemara in Ksubis. I thought it was Reb Shuben Levi, the Gemara, I checked last night, maybe in Brachas it was, I checked last night, Reb Shuben Levi was the 15 lines beforehand, where he asked the Malachim Avos to view his Makom in Gan Eden, etc., etc. The very next line was a different Amora, it's one of Rav Papa's sons, who says that, you know, who had this story about him. So it said about that, about him. This is the Marsha in Baal Basra, where this is brought up, Ashrei Mi Sheba Lakan V'Talmud HaBiyado, he says, what's Talmud HaBiyado? Taking notes. He says, Ashrei Mi Sheba Lakan V'Talmud, if you take notes. Talmud, you have your Talmud in your hand. We don't just listen to a shir. Active, I always tell my Talmidim, active listening. Doesn't just mean sitting back, okay, Rabbi, inspire me. It means you have to be active listening, taking notes, you have more of a kinyan. So you have to balance that with those that say that, you know, if I take notes, I'm not going to understand it as fully. You know, I have to be fully listening. But again, you have to balance the Marsha, that's the Marsha. Ashrei Mi Sheba Lakan V'Talmudo Biyado. Interesting, not a machlokes, but just different mentalities between the Ben Yehoyada and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. The Ben Yehoyada writes on this. What do you mean, Ashrei Mi Sheba Lakan V'Talmud HaBiyado? He says, we know there are Yisachar Zvulun relationships. You know, people who learn Torah, and people who support others learning Torah. So he says, Yadua, Im Nostim Schal Machzikim, Al Kalze Eno Domel Schar Talmud Torah Atzman, Shalomdu V'Tarchu B'Limudam. Right? Even if somebody of a Yisachar Zvulin relationship obviously says, Ben Yoyada, the Zvulin is wonderful and gets great schar, but he's not on the exact same level as the Yisachar who devoted every second of his life to be Amel and Yogi and Talmud Torah. He says, that's what it means here. Right? As the Chazal say, Ayin L'Rasa L'Kim Zul HaSecha, Talmudic HaKham themselves, nobody ever is going to see what they're going to see. And that's what it means. Ashrei Misha Balakan V'Talmudo B'Yado, Talmudo Daika Mashalamad Hu Ba'atzmo, V'Lobi Mashalamdo Acheir Mashahayach Machazik V'Yadam. So he says, that's what's being alluded to here. Ashi Mishavol HaKam Tamud HaBiyado, says the Ben Yoyada, it's wonderful, and we're Parshas Truma, right? The Machzikin, the Badim, like all the different Torah from last week's Parsha, the Badim are never removed, though who support Torah always go with the ones with Torah. But he says, Ashi Mishavol HaKam, the Tamud HaBiyado, obviously the higher level, is if somebody that actually is the one who learns. Contrast that, it's not a machlokas, but just contrast that to the Emes Liakov and Parshas Zos HaBracha. I think we mentioned a couple years ago on Simchas Torah. On the pasuk says, "Zvulun Amar Svach Zvulun B'Tzeisecha V'Yisachar Ba'Olecha." So Rabbi Yaakov says, "Zvulun is first in the pasuk." Svach Zvulun B'Tzeisecha V'Yisachar Ba'Olecha. He says, "What do you have to say?" Al Karcha Tzrichim Lomar Shelo Asid Lavo Tia Yidi Aso Shel Zvulun B'Torah Shavel Yidi Aso Shel Yisachar. The Yidi Asa Torah will be the same. And asked Rabbi Yaakov, "How could that be, though? How could it be the same?" Reuven was Omel Batorah, and he was Osek, and he didn't stop learning for a second. He sat in yeshiva all day, and he taught Torah Larabim. Right, so that he's got the same level of Torah knowledge in Lasa Lavo as Yisachar, who was in the business world, who was supporting him every day. Every day he sent him a check, but he's got the same level of Yediyah. How could it be? He didn't learn. Right, what do we say? The Bali Musa say, if you never touch Mesechus Krisis, you're going to go Lasa Lavo to the Avim Avidu is going to be giving a shiur on Mesechus Krisis, you're not going to know what's flying. Why? Because you never touch Mesechus Krisis. You got to touch every area of Torah so you can understand the shiurim in the future. So Rabbi Yaakov says, how is it possible? So says Rabbi Yaakov, no. He says, really, as we know, the Gemara Nida says, we're taught Kala Torah Kula when we're in utero. Right? That Malach teaches us Kala Torah Kula, but he causes us to forget it. Why? Because we have to have the ingredient of Amelus. If you don't have Amelus, it doesn't become a Kenyan in you. If you don't put in the hard work, the Torah's in you. Potentially, it's all in there. You just have to put in the Amelus. And once you put in the Amelus, boom, it comes back. So says Rabbi Yaakov, even the rich guy, even the guy who's supporting, he knows, has Kol Torah Kula inside of him, so he put in his Amelus too. He put in his Amelus to support his friend. He put in his Amelus, he has the Torah inside of him, boom, all my buddies are all going to come back to him. He says, that's how it's going to be equal. It's not a din of being Amel Dafkin Torah. He says, even Zvulun, if he's L'Shem Shemayim, and if he's supporting the Talmud Chacham, he says, his Chiyiv Yekim is Chiyiv HaYegiyah HaMutelas Al Adam. So when he goes up to Shemayim, Choser is that Torah, Shalom Ar Bimei Ubra, V'Nasa Shalom. He says that's how it can fit. So again, it's not a stira between the Ben Yoyada and Rabbi Yaakov. It's not a machlokes, but it's two different vantage points. Whether the Ben Yoyada is dafka v'Talmud or b'yado, you have to the learning. Obviously, we hold that in some level the learning actually, and everybody has a chiv in Talmud Torah. Even those who support Torah have a chiv of Talmud Torah. But in a different sense, Rabbi Yaakov says, don't say that the machziki Torah are on a lesser level. Okay. Weiter, Vishamati, third line, Shahayu Omrim Haruge Malchus Ein Adam Yachol La'amod B'Mechitzasan. I also heard in the other side that praiseworthy are the Haruge Malchus, those who were killed by Rahman al-Islam, by other governments, Al Kiddush Hashem. Nobody can even come close to them. Ein Adam Yachol La'amod B'Mechitzasan, they are on a high level. Umani knew which ones are we talking about? Elaim Rabbi Akiva Vachaveirav. Are we talking about Rabbi Akiva, the Asara Haruge Malchus? Mishum Haruge Malchus Vesulav. This is their only schus? Nobody can touch them because they're Haruge Malchus. So Gemara assumes that that's not the one that would be focused on. If somebody lives Al Kiddush Hashem, so that's greater than somebody who dies Al Kiddush Hashem. We've said that in the past. That's why Avram Avinu, the Akedah, was noted as a test of Avram Avinu, not of Yitzchak Avinu. Because Avram Avinu, the Shem HaNatov says, was going to have to live Al Kiddush Hashem. He was going to have to live with this. Yitzchak was a one-time thing. Living every day with the knowledge that he did the Akedah, that's much harder. Living Al Kiddush Hashem, so that could be part behind this Gemara's question. Why Rabbi Akiva? So he died Al Kiddush Hashem, but he lived Al Kiddush Hashem. So why would the Gemara be focusing on that aspect? So Ela Haruge Lud. So we're talking about a different story. Rashi quotes from Mesechus Tainis, two brothers that all of Klai Yisrael were accused of murdering somebody. These two brothers falsely admitted so that all of Klai Yisrael would be saved. So that's who it was referring to. Haruge Lud. Period. Now we continue darshing these psukim in Zechariah, and this is why it's going to connect to Yerushalayim, why it's brought here. Vayamahu yeh al-matzilos asus kodesh l'shem. On that day, it will be written on the mitzivos, on the adornments of the horses, kodesh l'shem. What does that mean? My mitzvos asus, three pshatim. Number one, Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehosav al Yerushalayim ad she'asus ratzu matzio. It's a reference to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to expand the boundaries of Yerushalayim as far as a horse goes, gallops in half a day. Right? As far as a horse goes out in that direction half a day, that's what it's being referred to here. Rashi quotes that from one of his Rebbeim, Rabbeinu Machir Zatzal. So he says that is what's being referred to in this pasuk, that they're going to expand the borders of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Lazar, okay, so might have nafkaminas in terms of eating kachi kalim, other nafkaminas, or just as the Chassam Sofer says here, it's just as beauty. The most beautiful city will be bigger. Number two, Rabbi Lazar Omer, kol metzilos shetolun lasos bein ein of yeh kodesh l'Hashem. Second shot, all the adornments that the horses had on them between their eyes, Bnei Yisrael are going to donate those to the Beis HaMikdash. Kodesh l'Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan, number third shot, kol biza shebozin liyisrael atshosh asuzratu matzio yeh kodesh l'Hashem. No, it means all of the spoils which Bnei Yisrael would get from the enemies that they conquered in the first half day that they're conquering will be Kodesh Lashem. They'll donate all of that, all of those spoils, which means they'll be very, very rich. They'll have plenty of money. So ask Lumar, Bishlam al Mandamar kol biza shebazil Yisrael. I understood according to this third pshat that they're going to give all the spoils, which means they're not going to keep anything themselves. There's going to be money everywhere. They're going to be very rich. Hayinu d'sev, I understand the next part of the pasuk. V'haya hasiros bebeis Hashem kimizrakim l'fneim bezbeach. The pots that they're going to use in the Beis Hashem to cook items, kimizrakim, will be like the special mizrakim that they used to use for Zrikas Hadam. It'll be just like them. It'll be beautiful silver and gold, which means even the big siros, the pots, which are usually copper or other materials, will be made out of mizrakim. Because shot number three here reflects that they're going to be very rich. Elamanda Amar Bahanach Tarti Mai V'Haya Hasiros Beis Hashem. But according to the other two pshatim, how do you understand what's the connection to the second part of the pasuk? So the Gemara says Mozachrisi Kamar. You're right, it's not connected. It's just a separate statement. To me, Asri Yisrael Besad V'Yomaisi. They're going to be very rich, and they're going to give Nedavis. Bishlam Alamanda Amar. Another question. Bishlam Alamanda Amar Biza. I understand according to the third pshat, Hayinu D'chsev V'Lo Yeh Kenani Od Beis Hashem Tzvakos. There won't be any more Kenanim in the Beis HaMikdash. And we'll see in a minute, Kenani here means merchants. There won't be any merchants around the Beis HaMikdash anymore, because we're not going to have to buy and sell for more kalim. There'll be so much. There'll be a plethora of items we won't need anymore. So there won't be any more merchants or businessmen around the Beis HaMikdash. Elamanta Amar Hanach Tarti Maivalo Yeh Kenani. But according to the first two opinions, who interpret the pasuk as not meaning there's going to be so much riches, just a different understanding. So what does this pasuk mean? Valo Yeh Kenani. I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, Ein Kan Ani. Kanani is a reference to Ein Kan Ani. You're not going to have overflowing, right? There won't be any merchants, but there'll be enough. Ein Kan Ani, there's not going to be enough. There's not going to be any Oni in the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Gemara of a Kanani, Minolon Dikri Tagar, where do you ever find the word Kanani meaning a merchant? Says the Gemara, Dixiv, Vayarsham Yehuda Basish Kanani. The pasuk says in Parshas Vayeshev that Yehuda saw the daughter of an Ish Kanani. And the whole story with Yehuda and Tamar. So my Kanani, what does it mean, the daughter of a Kanani that he saw? Elam a Kanani mamish. Did he see an actual, the daughter of somebody from Eretz Kanan? Efshar ba'Avram Hizras Yitzchak. Is it possible that his great-grandfather warned his grandfather not to marry anybody from Canaan? But Yitzchak Hizras Yaakov, his grandfather warned his father not to marry anybody from Canaan. Yehuda Azul v'Nasiv. And Yehuda went and married somebody from Canaan? That can't be. Yehuda. Can't be. So Ella Amr Shem and Lakish, Bas Gavra Tagra. So Bas Ishkanani must mean the daughter of a great merchant. Dichsiv, as it says in Hosea, Kanaan biyado mosne mirma. Kanaan, a merchant, in his hand are scales that are mirma, that are tricky scales. Right, so that's how you know the Kanaan means a merchant. V'ibayisem mehacha, or a different pasuk, asher socharehas sarim kinaaneha nechbade aretz. So you see the parallel between socharim and kinaanim. So kinaani in this context means merchants. Continue the psukim in Zechariah Yudalid. V'haya Hashem l'melech al kol haretz. V'yam ahu yeh Hashem echad ishmo echad. On that day, Hashem will be one, and His name will be one. Atu ha'izna lav echad hu. Today, it's not one. Hashem is not one. Right, what about there's a mitzvah number three, is Yichud Hashem. Right? So Yichud Hashem, the unity of Hashem. What do you mean He's not echad today? So Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina. No, what does it mean? Lo ka'olam hazeh ha'olam haba. Olam hazeh is not like olam haba. Olam hazeh al besoros tovos omer baruch atoba hametiv v'al besoros ros omer baruch tayin ha'emes. Now, when we get good news, we make one bracha, baruch atov ha'metiv. So as rose, we make another bracha, a different bracha, baruch dayan ha'emes. The olam haba, kulo atov ha'metiv. What does it mean? One, our reaction is going to be one, kulo atov ha'metiv. Because it'll all be atov ha'metiv. Ask the tzlach, what do you mean that it'll all be atov ha'metiv? No, that's about our, there's only going to be good. What do you mean? Our reaction is only going to be a tova meitiv? Of course, because it's only going to be good la asulavo. So what's the chiddush here? Said he also he quotes Akasha. He says because we had in Maseches Eruvin all the way at the beginning that the Rishayim are going to be matzdik the din la asulavo. They're going to say yafe danta yafe chiyavta. They're going to say so. You see, there is dayan ha'emes in the future. Right. So what does it mean that focusing on our reaction kulo hatova meitiv? So he quotes a teretz that he heard b'yalduso. When he was younger, from Harava Chassid Hamucha Hagadol Mafursam Reb Ephraim Reicher, from Broid. He quotes the answer the following. Based on the pasuk in Yeshaya, Otcha ki anaftabi. I thank you, Hashem, because you got angry with me. What does that mean? Says the Tzlach, and we mentioned this idea in the past, that even on Peranus that a person has in this world we have to say Baruch Tzayin Ha'emes, because that's why we're human beings, and we don't see them as a Tova. We see them as a quote-unquote Ra. But Lassalavo is not that, no, our reaction to what happens to us then is going to be Baruch HaTova Meitiv. But at that moment, we're going to be able to look back at everything that happened in Olam Hazeh, and then say Baruch HaTova HaMeitiv on everything that happened in this world. That's the pshat of the Gemara. He says, El Shadam Olam Hazeh Eino Meivin Adar Vali Yishuro V'nidba Be'enav Ki'ilu Hu Ra'a. Right, so Rav Soloveitchik gives the mashal. When he, in one of his svarim, he says, picture a huge tapestry. Beautiful carpet. You look at it, it's gorgeous, it's amazing. Look at the back of the carpet. Turn the carpet around, look at the back of the carpet. What do you see? See strings and threads and knots and... Says, Olam Hazeh, you only see the back of the carpet. Olam Hazeh, it all looks mixed up, it looks confusing, it looks... That's the slach. That's why we say Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv and Baruch Dayan HaEmes in this world. La'asilabo, niske b'mheira, nomar otcha, we thank you enough to be. Right, it wasn't saying, hala, otcha ki ani sani v'tehilu lishua. Right, we're going to be thank Hashem even for the inui. Like we say in Al HaNisim. We say Al HaNisim, Al HaNeflos, v'Al HaMilchamos. We even thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Milchamos because we realize, again, we can't say that today. We're not obligated to say that today. Nowadays, the chiyuv, the mitzvah is Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Right, because we can't be on that level. But that is what the Tzlach says. That's the pshat of this Gemara. We mentioned in the past also that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, let's say, somebody loses a relative. Rahman al-Itzlan. Somebody loses a relative. But the relative left him $15 million. So what's the reaction? So the Shulchan Aruch says you make two brachas. You say Hatova HaMeitiv on the getting the money, and you say Dayan HaEmes on losing the relative. But the Shulchan Aruch says you say Dayan HaEmes first. Dayan HaEmes comes first. It says after that, that's a Jew's reaction first and foremost is Dayan HaEmes. Then you can say Hatova HaMeitiv. By the way, that's the tzlach, that this is all referring to what our reaction is going to be in the future for events of this world. Ushmo Echad, and his name will be one. Ma Echad, what does that mean? Atu Ha'idzno Lashmo Echad, who his name isn't one today. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Lok Olam Hazeh Olam Haba. In a way, his name is not one. Olam Hazeh Nechta B'Yud Hei V'Nikra Ba'Alav Dalet. Today, we don't pronounce the name of Hashem the way it's written. It's written Yud Kei Vav Kei, and we pronounce it Alav Dalet Nun Yud. Avol Olam Haba Kulo Echad Nikra B'Yud Hei V'Nechta B'Yud Hei. But Olam Haba, we're going to be able to pronounce the Shem Hashem and all that it symbolizes. So that's what it means that his name will be one in the future. Savar Rava L'Midrash Mepir. Okay, Rava wanted to get up and give a drasha about the Shem Hashem, how it's written. Amalei Ahu Saba La'alam Ksiv. No, he says if you look in the psukim in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, it says Zeh Shmi La'alam. So even though it means La'olam forever, but it's spelled without the vav, so alam ha'alama means hidden also. So that's what he says. Don't give drashas about it in public. Ravina connected Rami. He asks Akasha, "Ksiv zeshmi lolam." The first half of the pasuk says, "This is my name forever," and then it says, "Zeh zichri ladardar," and this is my mentioning ladardar forever and ever. So ask the Gemara. The beginning of the pasuk says la'alam; it should be hidden, but then it says zichri. Zichri a lot of times means what you say. As we say, zachar means lahaskir. The sixth parsha, right? You have to mention Amalek. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. The reference is lo kishani nechtav ani nikra. How I am written in this world is not how I am read in this. this world. Nechtav ani b'yodhei v'nikra ani b'alav dalas. So that's the reference to the fact that the Shem Hashem is not all one. Today we daven, as we say, as we're going to lay on Purim morning, that ki yod al keis ka, Hashem's kisei, Hashem's Shem is not complete until we get rid of Amalek, and until, as Hashem, Mashiach comes and gives us Shalom. Hadin l'chad elo ovrin, fifth parak. Makav Shana, because this parak talks a little bit about Pesachim, but then it gets off, because we're talking about different minhagim, we're going to talk about a bunch of different types of minhagim in halacha, and the power of minhagim. Makav Shana, Golatz Malacha, Barri Pesachim, Adchatzos Osin, in the place where they had a minhag to do work before, on Erev Pesach, before Chatzos Osin, time out for a minute, after Chatzos, you're not allowed to do work. Everybody agrees to that. The machla, that's a din. There's a minhag not to do work even earlier in the day prior to Chatzos. That's what the Mishnah's talking about. In a place where they're knowing not to do work before Chatzos, they are doing to do work. Osin, do work. Makav shagush shlola asos ain osin. A place where they're knowing not to do work, you don't do work. Haho lich makav shosin, makav shain osin, makav shain osin, makav shosin. Let's say you switch places. Nosin alav chumri makav shiyasim isham, v'chumri makav shalach l'sham. You take on the chumras from the place you came from and from the place you went to. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. The Gemara gets into it. As a person shouldn't change his behavior, don't do something different than where you are to prevent machlokas. There's a major machlokas here on the Mishnah, what the reason is behind this Isra Malacha, this minhag of not doing Malacha in the morning. Rashi here quotes, Shalom Lassos on the bottom of Numan Aleph, Tirda. This minhag develops, so because we don't want you to be tarred in your malacha, and then you'll forget to do beer and the shechitas of Pesach, and you'll be at work. There's so many mitzvahs to do erev Pesach, so busy. So Rashi says tear dust, and that's where this minhag came from, because it's a mitzvah to be tarech mibod yom, so you could sit right when you get home after you get back from shul and start to say there. Tosfos here quotes the Yerushalmi that says no, it's something more fundamental. It's a din of the day that you bring a karban, it's your personal yantif. That's the halacha by all karbanos. So here, all Jewish people are bringing the karban. It's the day of the karban Pesach, the day of the karban Pesach. So that's it. It's a yantif. That's where this halacha comes from. The Baal Amar even says, agreed with Tosfos, and says the Baal Amar, therefore, that this whole idea doesn't apply to Bizman Hazeh, because we don't have a karban. Tosfos has a different maskana. Tosfos says, no. Once they instituted it, period. It doesn't stop. But that's in two days, Rashi and Tosfos, versus what the reason is behind this Isser / Minhag Malacha. The Bir Halacha discusses, quoting some Achronim where this is brought up, what about, like last year, Erev Pesach Shcholias B'Shabbos? If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so does this apply on Friday? So it depends. Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, that it's a day of your Karban. So Shabbos is the day of your Karban. Not Friday, so this whole thing wouldn't apply. But Shekhar, according to Rashi, is in a Tircha. So you're doing all your Tirchas on Friday. So you're going to take on the Fridays, therefore the halacha would still apply not to go to work on Erev Shabbos. Does Gemara get into what malacha we're talking about? The Gemara really, I don't remember if the Gemara gets into it, but the Ramah quotes that we're talking about a similar type of Isra Malacha like Chalamoid. Like Chalamoid, meaning you're allowed to do, it's not like malacha on Shabbos, but it's any malacha that you, I don't think it's exactly parallel, but in Tafsa Meches, the Ramah says, like Mechlachas Gemuros, Kamo Litvar Begadim Mamish. Redav Mechlachas Gemuros, Avashar Malachas, Afilo Minag Leka. So only real Malachas, like, don't have to do with the Yantif, but other Malachas, which are lighter, would be okay. There is a discussion about what about Erev Sukkis. According to Rashi, why don't you have the same issue, Erev Sukkis? But, because also you have a lot to do on Erev Sukkis. But so the Tosfos Yantif answers that no, most people build the Sukkah earlier, they don't wait till Erev Yantif. But either way, that's a discussion. Continuing the Mishnah, Kayotze Bo, similarly, there's a halacha that one is allowed, Perishvias. Perishvias, the fruit of Shvias, one is allowed to eat. It's even a mitzvah to eat Perishvias. You're not allowed to destroy Perishvias. Right? During Shvias, if you have grape juice that came from grapes of Shvias, you got to make sure not to use that grape juice to put on the bottom to stick your candle in. Because that's being ma'abed. You have to make sure. A lot of times it says on the wine bottles, it says, don't use this for Abdallah. Right, because they want to make sure that you don't spill anything. You have to eat it. So though the halacha is though that you're only allowed to eat and consume, you just can't do business with Perishvias or a lot of work the land during Shvias. The halacha is, though, that you're only allowed to consume and partake of the fruit in your house during Shviyas as long as there still is fruit available in the field for the animals. The second that the fruit is not available for the field and the animals anymore, then you have a chiyuv beer, you have a chiyuv to destroy and get it out of your house. So tomorrow, we'll talk more, on the afternoon base actually, we'll talk more about this chiyuv of beer. But that's the halacha. So that's what the Gemara here is referring to. Kayotibo, hamoloch peir Shviyas bimakam shekalu lemakam shelokalu. Let's say you bring your fruit of Shviyas from a place where it no longer exists for the animals in the field, but now you brought it to a place where there is still left in the field. So can you still eat it in your house? Or the other way, and the Tanakhama says, either way, if it's no longer left for the chayas in the field, either from where you came from or where you came to, you have to be mevayer, you have to get rid of that, of those fruits. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tseva havelecha af'ata. Rabbi Yehuda says, go and come yourself. What does that mean? Rashi, mefarish begemar. Rashi knows we don't have to have all information right away. He's the teacher par excellence. You'll find out. Don't worry about it. He doesn't say nothing. He knows we're going to be bothered. What this phrase means, this is Mefarish Megemara. Let Hashem, we'll find out. So, my Arya Harbi Psachim, ask the Gemara, what is the Mishnah talking about? That after Chatzos, there's an Isser on Erev Pesach, Afilo Arvi Shabbos, Arvi Yom Tov Nami. Every Erev Shabbos and every Yontif, we have a halacha about not doing work late in the day. Titania, as the Brisa says, Ha'osa Malacha Barvi Shabbos. Those who do malach on Erev Shabbos, v'yamim tovim, mina mincha l'mala, after mincha, ein aro simin bracha l'olam. You're never going to see simin bracha from that work. Rashi here says, which mincha are we talking about? There's two minchas, we know. There's one from 6.5 hours in the day, mincha gedola, and one from 9.5 hours in the day, mincha katana. So the girsa that we have in Rashi is teisha shos l'mechsa, mincha katana. The later time to have a mincha. That's what it means. And if you do any malacha after 9.5 hours, it doesn't have to do with Shabbos. You never receive simin bracha from there. So what is the Mishnah focusing on Arvei Pesachim? It's a halacha that applies by Shabbos and all Yom Tovim. So says the Gemara. No, Hasa min mincha lamala hu da aser. By other cases, min mincha lamala is aser. Samach lamincha lo. There's no problem earlier. Let's say according to Rashi, before 9.5 hours, there's no problem. Hacha michatzos. Here already much earlier. Here a couple hours before, from Chatzos already, it kicks in. Inami, or Hasam Simin Brachahu Delo Chazi, Aval Shamuti Lom Shamtinamle. Or the difference is, over there's no Simin Bracha, but you don't excommunicate him. Aval Hacha Shamuti Nam Shamtinamle. No, it's much more serious, and we would be Mishamit, a person, put in Chayrim, a person who does work so late in the day. Gufa, ha'osa malacha b'arvi Shabbos v'arvi yom tovim and mincha l'mala. Anybody does work late in the day on Erev Shabbos and Yontif. And now the Gemara adds on, ube motzoi Shabbos and motzoi Yontif. Even on motzoi Shabbos and Yontif, ube motzoi yom kippurim, ube chol makam sheish sham nidnud aveira. Any place where there's a chash aveira la'asuye, which includes tainis tzibur. Rashi says, the ta'anios that they used to have on fast days when it didn't rain. That's what it's alluding to. The Gra, I guess, doesn't like that pshat. He changes it to Tisha B'Av. If you look in the Gra's Gersa. So, Tisha B'Av, we know there's a minog not to do work. Eina rasim ben bracha la'olam. So, in all these cases, if you do work right after Shabbos, right before Shabbos, etc., you don't see a simin bracha from that work, which the Mishnah Berurah writes. What does it mean, eina rasim ben bracha? What does that phrase mean? From that money. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, it means that even if you're going to make money here, you're going to lose somewhere else. You think you're making money by working here, you're going to lose it somewhere else. It says, Im yarviach mizeh, yafsid bimakom achim. What does it mean not doing work on Motzi Shabbos? Not doing work on Motzi Shabbos. What's wrong with Motzi Shabbos? So all Rashi here says is, Misham kavit Shabbos, shemosifin michol ala kodesh. Tosef Shabbos. Ask the Meloha Roim in the back. Ask the Meloha Roim, what do you mean, Tosef Shabbos? Shabbos, Shabbos, what's Rashi talking about? Shabbos, Shabbos is Daraisa. The Rabbanah, Daraisa, one of the most Muslims is Daraisa. What, it's in a Rosim and Racha? It's a din. The Rambam, there's a big mystery. He doesn't quote this, but the big mystery why the Rambam doesn't quote the Sefer Shabbos when it comes to Malacha. That's why the language of the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim Shemosifim Nichol Ala Kodesh. And the Biur Halacha there says, Yesh Omrim, why? Because the Rambam doesn't mention it. He doesn't want to just mention it's Stama. So it's a big mystery why the Rambam doesn't mention Isser Malacha by Shabbos. Okay? But either way, we paskin to Sefer Shabbos. So what Rashi says, if you do work, it's a din Daraisa. Then the rice, if you do work during Tosefa Shabbos, maybe it's a chashasha chathos if it's very close. So it says in the Moral Rome, no. Tosefa Shabbos is just a drop. Just a drop. We add on a lot more. We add on 18 minutes, we add on maybe 20 minutes, right, as we do, so as we discuss. So that's what it means. It means being mosif even more than what you are used to. Oh, they mentioned the Chacham Svi. Okay, I'll come back. Don't let me go without mentioning the Chacham Svi. But says the Archas Chaim. The Archas Chaim on this Gemara says, you know why? That you shouldn't do malacha right after Shabbos? Beautiful line. Lefisha tzarech adam laharos es atzmo, kilu mitzta'er al Shabbos, shaholcha. You have to be somewhat upset after Shabbos. Right? Usually, Rachman al-Islam, what happens? We look forward to Motzei Shabbos. We look forward to what we're doing Motzei Shabbos. The highlight of the week is Motzei Shabbos. Chas v'shalom. Motzei Shabbos. Shabbos is the yikr. Right? We say that there's a mentality that, oh, when in Eretz Yisrael, oh, they don't have a Sunday. Oh. Right? So there is an aspect of Sunday, you can family time, whatever, but in Eretz Yisrael, the focus has to be Shabbos, because that's the only day. Here, the Motzei Shabbos, Sunday. But again, that's what he's saying. He said, on Shabbos, we have to feel like we lost something. That's why we have to summon. We have to summon to make us feel better. We lost the Neshama Yisera. Uki'ilu tzarech chizuk. Ve'ein lo koch lasus malach. It has to be like, you're so weak after Shabbos. Oh, I can't do malach, doing right after Shabbos, running and doing something. That shows like, oh, we didn't like lose so much. That's the message of this malacha. You can't run out. There's even an Isser malacha before Avdallah, at least. At least before Avdallah, you're not supposed to do malacha. But that is what's being referred to here about doing malacha on Motzei Shabbos. Obviously, the message of the halacha is we should appreciate what Shabbos is beforehand and afterwards. Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan, Yesh Zariz V'Niskar. There is one who is Zariz, who is acts with alacrity, v'niskar, and he gets rewarded for that. V'yizarz v'nifsad, v'yishafel v'niskar, somebody who's lazy, but gets rewarded. V'yishafel v'nifsad, what are these four cases? Zariz v'niskar, somebody who works hard and gets rewarded. D'avid kulei shabsa v'lo avid mali shabsa. Somebody who works hard all day except Erev Shabbos, he doesn't go to work, he stays home, and he works for Shabbos. Lo avid, he doesn't work in other areas in Erev Shabbos. That's a Zariz v'niskar. Zariz v'nifsad to Ovid Kuli Shabsa v'Ovid Mali Shabsa. A Zariz and a Nifsad is somebody who works all through and he comes home 3 minutes before Shabbos. We shouldn't do that. We should come home earlier. Shofel v'niskar. Somebody who's lazy but, you know, he happens to get rewarded to Ovid Kuli Shabsa v'Ovid Mali Shabsa. He doesn't work the whole week. He doesn't work on Erev Shabbos either. He sits home and does nothing. Shofel v'nifsad to Ovid Kuli Shabsa v'Ovid Mali Shabsa. Somebody doesn't work the whole week and daf on Erev Shabbos. He goes and he busies himself. Amar Rava Haninashi de Mechuza, these women of Mechuza, Avagadlo Avdan Avitsa Bamali Shabsa Bimshum, Mafna Kusa Hu, to Hako Yomanami Loka Avdan, even though they don't do work on Erev Shabbos, and they don't do work the whole week, because they are literally, they're Mafunax, they're delicate, they can't be involved in such work. Afilochi Shabbam Niska Kareen and Lahu. They still get some schar because they're not doing work on Erev Shabbos. Rava, Rami, if you go to the Shemayim Chastecha, Rava says, one pasuk in Tehillim says, your chesed is up to the Shemayim. If you go to the Shemayim Chastecha, one pasuk says that Hashem's chesed is above the heavens. Haketza, kanbosin lishma, kanbosin shalol lishma. Depends on us. If we act lishma, then we get chesed Hashem even above the Shemayim. Up to, but if we act shalol lishma, then not. Okay, Rav Yehuda, my Rav, Rav Yehuda, my Rav, famous line, la'olam yasuk adam b'torah mitzvah safilush ava b'shalol lishma. A person should be osek in Torah and in mitzvos. Even shalol lishma, without the perfect intent. Shemitok shalol lishma balishma. Because if you get in the rhythm, if you get in the practice of doing mitzvahs and learning Torah, even if you're not so into it at the beginning, it'll happen. Balishma, the Sefer HaChinuch writes many places, acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshachos halavavos, that after our actions are pulled our hearts. So even though we're acting shalol lishma, keep going and the lishma will come. Tanu Rabbanon, the Brisa says, Hamitzape l'schar ishto v'rechayim, eino roa simen bracha la'olam. If a person does not work, and he stays home, and he just relies on the little money that his wife is going to get by doing something, which we'll see in a minute, and rechayim, or by schlepping a mill, he doesn't see simen bracha from that work. What do these mean? Schar ishto maskulsa. That means, as Rashi explains, you have this huge scale that she schleps around. It's a lot of hard work, and she makes very little off of it. So a person shouldn't rely on that for money. Rechaya agarto, or if you hire out a mill to use. That's not good. That's a lot of hard work, both of these, and makes very little money. Aval avda umizavda, but if you sell things, ishtabchuche mishtabeach bakra. So that's good if she sells things. Dechsebet, it says in Eishas Chayil, sadin asasavatimkar. If she sells stuff, that is good. And the Meiri just sums up this line. What is this? What's the message of this line? What is it meant to teach us? Says the Meiri, Lo olam yehei adam zariz lo mod umnis. You have to learn a profession. Why? Shem chas v'shalom ye'eni lo yehei tzorech l'malacha nimvazam b'ma'at revach. You won't have to rely to go to a lowly work, which with very little profit. And he says, and that's what it means by mitzapel eschar, ishto, etc., etc. You got to learn an umnis. A lot of makoros. Got to learn. You have to have a profession. You have to be able. A person has to be able to support themselves. Tana Rabbanan, third line of Estaker, Bekanim Uvekankanim, if a person does business with kanim, types of boards, Vekankanim, and jars, Eina Rosh Simen Bracha L'Olam. Also, there's no Simen Bracha in that type of work. My time, Akiva, Denafish Ap, Af Chazayu, Sholta Behuina. Because these boards and jars are very large, so then there's going to be Ayin Hara, people are going to see them, as we've said, whatever, however Ayin Hara works, the something is mechusim in ha'ayim is not subject to ayin hara. The more something is visible, it is subject to ayin hara. So that's the reference in this line. Tana Rabbanan, Tigrei Simta, those who do work in the alleyways, those who sell their wares in the alleyways, umagadli behimadaka, or those who raise behimadakas. Tosas explains that it means people who raise behimadakas near other people's fields, so they're ganavim, they're gonna let their animals graze in other people's fields. The kotasi ilonas tovas, people who cut down good trees in order to use the nosin in the name, b'chelok yafa, are people who always have to have the big piece. They're not going to see Simen Bracha from all of that work. My Taima, the Tobi Inshi, people are going to always wonder about you, they're going to talk about you, and these aren't areas to be involved. And again, all of these are talking about if you do it in a negative way, as we'll see in a minute. Tana Rabbanan, Dalet Prutos Amen Simen Bracha Olam. Four monies, never have Simen Bracha. Schar Kosvin, the Schar of Sofrim. Schar Maturgamanim, the Schar of people who are Mashmiya the Drasha on Shabbos. We'll get to why. Schar Yisomim, the Schar that people take to taking care of Yisomim's properties. Uma'os Habos Vimidinas Ayam. And money from investments from his boats that come at sea. So Bishlam Aschar, so what's the problem with all of these? Bishlam Aschar Maturgaminon, Bishlam the Bechzik Aschar Shabbos. The Schar of Maturgaman, we understand it because it looks like Schar Shabbos. What's Schar Shabbos? Schar Shabbos itself is an Issa Drabanan. I'm not allowed to get paid for something I do on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to get paid. If I babysit on Shabbos, I can't get paid for that. There are heterim. If I work also during the week, that's called havwa. So I'm getting paid for weekday and Shabbos, that's mutter. Or Rav Moshe has a tshuva about getting interest on your bank account. He says, why is it mutter on Shabbos? Isn't it schar Shabbos? No, because it's calculated midnight to midnight. So included in the interest is after Shabbos. So that's why it's not a problem. Right, Shabbos Yontif is a problem, according to Rav Moshe. But either way, that's what schar Shabbos, that's the concept of havla, which we discussed a little bit at the end of Masechta Shabbos. But this looks like schar Shabbos, because most of the drashas are on Shabbos. So that's why a maturgamon, it looks like he's getting schar Shabbos, so therefore he should, I guess, make sure that he gives his mashmiya during the week, so it doesn't look like schar Shabbos. It's a little different. Look, it's mechzi like an issa d'rabbanan. Still, that doesn't say it's aser. Just says ein rosim in bracha. Umos yisomim nami labanei mechilun inu. If you take mos yisomim, Rashi says, if you take 50% of their profits, then also not good because they can't be mocha. They're young children. They can't protest. So therefore, ein rosim in bracha. Also, if you keep your money out at sea, you keep sending your servants to go out at sea in the dangerous waters to go invest in different places, that's also dangerous. That's not Einarosim and Bracha. Because Nisan don't happen every day. Who knows what's going to happen? El Eschar Kosvin, my Masha. What's wrong with the scarf Sofrim? What's wrong with that? So, Amr Pshu ben Levi, the following. Chav Dala Tanios, Yashua Anjagazza Gadola, Kosvi, Farm Tilo Mezuzis. The Anjagazza Gadola had 24 fast days. Shalo Yisashru. They didn't want the Sofrim to become rich. Why? Shalomali misashrin in Kosin. Because if they would become rich, they would stop riding because they have enough money. So that's why it's Einar Rosim and Bracha, because you have this balance of the Ashagas HaGadola, you have a Gdoli Adar davening that you shouldn't be rich. So if you have this power, that's why Einar Rosim and Bracha. Tana Rabbanan, Kosi, Sarn Zilam Mezuzas, Hein V'Tekrein 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 V'Chalos V'Lech HaShemayim. Anybody who writes Sifrei Stam and the people who sell Sifrei Stam or items of Judaica, La'asuyim Mochrei Tcheles, including those who sell Tcheles, Ein Rosim and Bracha Lo'olam. Unbelievable. They don't see Simon Bracha from their work. They're involved in Avodas HaKodesh, says the Gemara. No. They've Oskin Lishma, Rowan. But if they're Osek Lishma, meaning they're not doing it just as a business. They're doing it L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, they do see Simon Bracha from that work. We'll stop here, because the next few lines, there's a lot more to say. Tomorrow I'm going to start with the Machlokas Chacham Svi and the other Achronim, based on the first mission, this Perek. And that is the machlokas about a ben chutz laaretz in Eretz Yisrael, Yontif Sheini. There's a chacham svi, this is against everybody else, based on this mishnah about mimakim shenagu. Okay, we'll start with that tomorrow.